And joining us from our friends over there at the Iasco County Animal Shelter, Jessica Gwan. Jessica, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, Kevin.
Let's hope we can make it a happy one for some of the pets you have available for adoption out there at the shelter in Tawa City.
That's right. The shelter is open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 4, and we always have pets available, same-day adoption. For the animals shelter, bring in your driver's license and your information, meet your pets, and hopefully we can take one home the same day and make them a new forever home.
Indeed. Well, let's talk about some of those that are available. Highlight some of the pets that are available for adoption right now, Jessica.
We have lots of dogs and cats available. Today I want to talk about a special cat that we have available. Oh. We have two cats that actually came in as a pair. One of the cats that we have featured already on our Facebook page, his name is Tux. He's a 5-year-old male cat. He's already neutered. He's really sweet. Unfortunately, his owners passed away. His name is Tux and Chloe. They came in together as a pair. Tux tested positive for FIV, but he is already otherwise vetted. He's neutered. He's vaccinated. He's friendly. He's healthy. FIV, however, is a contagious virus that he came into us with, but it is not active. Otherwise, Tux is very healthy. He eats, he drinks, he's a healthy cat, but it is something that Tux will live with for the rest of his life. So he, though, needs to go to a home with no other cats or just Chloe.
Okay.
And he needs to go into a home otherwise with cats with FIV. It is contagious only through bites or mating, and since Tux is already neutered, he wouldn't be doing that.
Okay.
So Tux would need to go into home with no other cats or cats with FIV. So we're looking for a pretty special home for Tux. But otherwise, he would live a normal life unless he were to get ill. Eventually, when he were to get ill, it would be much worse for Tux. But he could live a few more years and live a pretty healthy and happy life.
Great.
So people, if they had further questions, we'd like them to reach out to us. But he is sort of a special needs kitty because, you know, we still would like Tux to live a few more years in a happy home. He's a very sweet cat.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
We featured him in our Facebook page. He's a black and white tuxedo cat. He's got big, beautiful eyes, and he's a super nice kitty, and we would really like to find him a home.
Right, just like all the other ones you've got there.
Absolutely. We have many cats for adoption. Some are spayed and neutered. Those that are not have an appointment coming up on our spay and neuter bus. Tux and Chloe, their adoption has been waived. That is a sponsored adoption, so they have no adoption fee at this time.
Okay.
Our other cats that are available are $50. We just did a whole bunch of videos on Facebook, so people can refer to Iasco Humane Society on Facebook and take a look. There's lots of different cats. We have calicos. We have an orange polydactyl named Biggie. We have lots of beautiful black cats and just a huge variety of cats. So pretty much one for everybody.
Sounds
you
like
be able
it.
To find a cat that you like. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. We know about the pets available. Now you got some events coming up you wanted to highlight.
We do have a shot clinic coming up in February. Excuse me. That can help out people for their pets with vaccinations. We do welcome dogs and cats, and that's at Dean Arbor Ford in Tawa City. They have sponsored that for us, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
We should have lots of room. A beautiful building. It's through All About Animals. It's February 10th from 10 to 2, and you can bring your pets in. Each vaccination is $10 apiece. They do rabies, distemper, bordetella. For cat, it's leukemia and distemper. They do recommend cash so we can get people through the line quicker.
Okay.
They also do microchips for pets. It's $20, which is a great deal to keep your pet safe, and we can return them home to you if they do get lost. All veterinarians would recognize these microchips, which is a great deal. So it is a low cost to you, so it'd be $10 a piece for each vaccine. So that's a great deal. So people could keep their pets safe. Also, that would with the rabies vaccine, then you could acquire your license, which would be a fantastic thing, too, for your pets. Licenses are available through Iasco County online or at the county courthouse, which we recommend getting your dog licenses done this time of year, too, of course.
All right. Plenty to see and do, and head on out to the shelter out there on M55 in Tawa City. Jessica Gwan. Jessica, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I know we'll be rotating with you and Michelle on our Kennel Club segments.
Yes, thank you for having me, Kevin. I appreciate it. Come on out and see us at the shelter. We'd love to get you adopt you a new pet. That would be fantastic. We have lots to look at and lots to choose from.